All right, welcome to the show, Growth Mindset University. Today's episode is not your average episode, as we had podcasters from around the world call in to answer this one question that I posed, which is, when is it that you feel most peaceful? This was a question posed to me about 2 years ago at a restaurant called Cafe Gratitude in Los Angeles. In fact, when I went 2 weeks later to the same restaurant, they asked the same question. The server asked the same question. They always have a question of the day. And that question stuck with me, and I liked it. So here we are. I hope you feel the peace from this episode. Enjoy. First up is Patrick, host of a show called We Live on a Planet.
Hey, Jordan. Hey, Chance. It's Patrick from We Live on a Planet. How are you doing? Good podcast. I wanted to chime in on what do I do that causes me the most peace. And one of the things that has been causing me the most peace lately is podcasting, believe it or not. I find a lot of peace in it because I have a lot of racing thoughts and a lot of ideas that are always going on in my head. And being able to push that red button here on Anchor allows me to do that. And that's where I find my peace. And I look forward to doing that every morning when I do my show. Except for the weekends. I take the weekends off. But I look forward to it. And that time early in the morning and that quietness and that tranquilness is peaceful to me. And it allows me to just get my thoughts out there into the ether and enjoy it. And so that's what causes me a lot of peace. I know it sounds cliche, but it's true. It's been podcasting. Thanks, guys. Great show. Take care. Peace.
Hey, Patrick. Thanks for sharing your perspective. I totally agree. Podcasting causes me peace as well. And another thing with podcasting is that when you begin to speak, I find that I have to quickly figure things out as if I'm like on the spot. I find that it helps me grow. It helps me expand my mind and expand my thoughts. Thanks again, Patrick. And I enjoy the message of your show as well. Next up is Tam Spires, host of Tam's World podcast.
I feel most peaceful when I'm near water. Either the ocean or the river or, on any beach that goes along with the ocean. But anytime I'm near a body of water, and I think the reason is just that water soothes me. There's something about the cleanness and the refreshing qualities of water. So I do spend a lot of time on my off days at the beach or even just seeking out other bodies of water.
Hey, Tam, I am right there with you as far as bodies of water bringing peace, the ocean. I'll have to try the river. I don't know if I have many near me here in Fort Myers, mostly just ocean. But I do love my pool as well, and I spend time there probably 4 times per week. And the great thing about it is that it is salt water. It is natural. It is not that chlorine chemical garbage. And I find peace in my pool. I float there. I go underwater. I love the weightlessness. When I am underwater, I meditate, actually. And I do so enjoy water, just as you do. And I find much peace in it. Thanks again, Tam. Next up is a podcaster named Witty. And just a heads up that she did tell me after she sent this that she was sick and that her voice sounded sick at the time. And I cannot disagree, but the message is still there and I resonate with it. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Witty from the Wittycast, and I feel most at peace when I'm listening to music. I love music. I love everything to do with it. And I have a very eclectic taste. So for me, when I'm listening to music, no matter the genre, I can just focus on the lyrics or the instruments, or just turn off my brain for a while and turn off the rest of the world around me.
Hey, Witty. Thanks so much for that answer. I rely upon music myself, and I especially love it when I am in the car, because usually I'm traveling alone, and nobody knows this, but I'll actually, I'll hum, and sometimes I'll even say the words, I'm hesitant to say sing, but because I don't sing for sure, but I love music as well, and I find peace in it. And actually, touching on the whole singing, humming sort of thing, that's actually how I gauge my level of happiness and my level of peace. I find the times that when I sing and hum, I am most at peace in my life at the moment. Great answer. Next up is Tyree.
What's going on, Jordan? This is Tyree, hosting over at Lock Pop Talks. I saw your post over on Anchor, and you posed a question to everybody in the group, which was, when do you feel the most peaceful? And for me personally, when I come home from work, which is about midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, I feel at most peace because I get to check over my girls. I lock up the doors pretty good. I hang out with my dog. And I sit and I get to meditate on the day. I listen to some motivational Christian music through YouTube app, and I pray and think about my day. And then I pray and think about my next day after that. That's when I feel the most peaceful, when I get to calm down from the day that I've been through and think about the day that's coming up.
My man, Tyree, that is an awesome answer. I love that. Specifically, I loved when you said that you meditate on the day and think about the upcoming day. I do similar practices myself, where when I am in bed at night, I will think of my top three moments from the day, and I will meditate on each of them. I will put myself back into the situation. I'll essentially double it. I'll experience it twice. My top three moments, I will experience them each twice. And then I think what I'm going to do with my next day, what I'm going to create. And that practice, yes, it brings me peace, but it also produces outstanding results, because proper preparation prevents poor performance. Thanks again, Tyree. Next up is Andrew.
Hey, it's Andrew here, aka The Flogger Presents. You've asked people to say about when they're most peaceful. For me, it's probably Friday night. I finish work. I'm sat with my two, aged 6 and 7. They're both cuddling me. They're very tired from their work, schoolwork for that week, and we're sat watching a film, and it's just us three while mum's at work. I would also say probably at night time too, so say after 10:30 when everyone in the family's asleep, I'm maybe blogging, podcasting like yourself, and listening to some music. That tends to help me. Hope you like that, and best of luck. Cheers. Bye.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for that answer. Sounds like you got a lot going on there with the phone ringing, the water running, and the wind blowing. But I am very glad that you find peace in all those things, many of which I relate to as well. Thanks again. All right, so it is my turn, I guess, to describe what brings most peace. And I'll tell you, quite honestly, I'm outside right now in the rain and the thunder. It is absolutely pouring rain, and I have always found peace in the rain. I love the smell. I love the way it looks. I'm looking out over a beautiful pond with a waterfall right now, and I love the way it just looks when it beats down onto the water. I love the sound. I love everything about it. And the other thing that brings me the most peace, what I answered back at Cafe Gratitude 2 years ago when they asked me, when the server asked me, what brings you most peace, I said reading. I always love a good book. I always have and I always will. So there you have it. That's the episode. If you enjoyed this unconventional episode, let me know in the reviews. If you did not enjoy it, also let me know. And go ahead and subscribe in iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast right now. Thanks for listening. And naturally, now that I just answered and everyone else answered, I guess it's my turn to pose the question back on to you. What brings you the most peace? Let me know in the reviews. I'll look forward to hearing your answer. Thanks.